Sports.
Brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering on a Friday morning, 30th day. Tomorrow's it, James. You can flip your electronic calendar.
Yep. It's the start of a new month.
Yeah. Sunday, February 1st. Wow, we got through the month.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
11 months to Christmas.
Yeah, I just want to point something out. I gave out incorrect information.
Oh, nice job.
Nice job, right?
Unbelievable.
So, I want to make sure I get the record straight here. So, I just happened to see an email from a friend of mine. It's a good listener, which we always appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fellow weather lover. And he says, are you trying to test the listeners this morning? And so last night it was, now, and I'm going to say this because I checked the climatological data last night, usually before I go to bed, you know, prep for tomorrow, prep for the next day.
Right.
And I wrote this down. But then, not really thinking about it, I kind of thought, well, I think the thing that kind of tipped me off was I thought, boy, that sunrise sunset is sure different. And so it was different last night than it was this morning. So then I rechecked the climatological data for Sheridan. So I was saying normally it was going to be 29 for the high and 8 for the low. Is it the normal for this time of year? Actually, it's 36 for the high and 12 degrees.
Sounds
for the
about
low.
More accurate.
Okay. And then the sun rose this morning at 7:28 instead of 7:22, like I stated earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll set tonight at 5:14 p.m. instead of 4:59 p.m. So I don't know what happened, but the data was wrong that I got yesterday. I should have thought about that, and I didn't. I was just writing it down.
Blame it on the data.
So,
that's what you're going to do.
So, no.
No, do that. That's okay.
I'll take full responsibility, James, for that incorrect, inaccurate weather climatological data that I gave out.
Well, you're stronger than I am.
And I'm glad.
I'd have been like, well, data's wrong.
I'm glad it got pointed out to me.
There you go.
Thank you, Rich.
Keeping
I appreciate that.
Keeping you honest.
Yeah, keeping me on my toes, man. Hey, I don't mind. I got incorrect information. We want to get the right stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not that anyone was really concerned about the sun setting at 4:59 p.m. as opposed to 5:14 p.m., but, you know, get the right stuff out.
A lot can happen in 15 minutes.
That's right. I am liking the light at the end of the day, though.
Yeah.
It's nice to drive home and you can actually see something.
It's always a lot worse when we're in the middle of December and it's setting at 4:20 or something like that.
Right before the solstice, you know.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Okay, today, croissant day. Hey, that's a great way to kick off a Friday, right?
Sure.
How about this, James? Let's have some fun at work day. We having fun at work right now?
No, I'm just
nothing?
Kidding. Yeah, no. You're sure. Just... Absolutely. I'll say yes.
All right. Fun at work day. All right, let's do it. Fun at work. Yodel, James, for your neighbors.
No, I won't do that.
You might get a call.
That's not fun.
You do that.
That one's not fun for me.
Yodeling?
No.
Have you ever yodeled?
I'll never try.
Really? You've never yodeled?
I don't think so. Is that a common thing that people do? They're around yodeling?
Well, I don't know if it's common or not, but it does occur.
I'll have to take your word for that.
You should give it a try.
There's the Yodel Kid. I remember that. Yeah. That was a big deal.
The Yodel Kid?
Yeah.
Who is the Yodel Kid?
The kid that was yodeling at Walmart.
He
was, I mean, he was a big
okay.
deal.
Okay.
When
did this happen?
Mason Ramsey. That's his name. I cannot believe I just remembered his name.
And you remembered his name.
Yeah. He had a big, like, it was just a viral moment that popped off. He went on, like, Ellen. He went on, like... You know, and he was just yodeling in like a Walmart or something.
You know what?
This is crazy. He's 19 years old now. And I remember seeing that video and thinking he was like a 14.
And you know how old he is too?
Well, I just Googled him.
Oh, Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I was like, the guy's name.
I remembered his name. I was like, I wonder what
you remembered his name.
Yeah.
How interesting that you would remember a random guy yodeling in a Walmart.
I think a decent amount of the people know who I'm talking about that are listening to
okay.
this. Okay. Again, he went crazy viral.
Okay. All right.
I think it was like, I can't remember when it was, but it was like pre-COVID, pre-2020, I want to say. And it just blew up, exploded.
Really?
Yeah. And he's just yodeling in a Walmart. People lost their little minds. Just one of those things, you know? And now he's 19, man. Time flies. Okay.
Yeah, wow. That's something to hang your hat on.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, you're the guy that yodeled in Walmart.
I guarantee you he gets that.
I'm sure he does.
Guarantee it.
Okay. Not from me. But
no.
Yeah. I don't even remember that event.
It was like a cell phone video of just a kid yodeling.
See, that's the kind that go viral, too.
Exactly, yeah. It's not like it was planned, you know. Okay. He's just yodeling in Walmart.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Fun at work day.
Yeah.
Backwards day tomorrow, January 31st. Backwards day.
Sure.
Eat Brussels sprouts. I like Brussels sprouts.
I
don't eat them very often.
I'm not a Brussels sprouts guy.
Frackleton's has got good Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. That's true. They
do. Hot chocolate day.
Sure.
Going to be 53. Might not be a hot chocolate day, but you could do it if you want to.
I'll still do. I'll do hot chocolate whenever.
All right. Scotch tape.
You do iced hot chocolate.
I don't do iced.
That's
hot
backwards,
chocolate.
But, you know.
Well, it's backwards day, yeah. Scotch tape day. Because
Wait,
it
hold
was.
Hold on a second. If you ice hot chocolate, is it still hot chocolate? Or is it just iced chocolate
it's
at just... that point?
It's a great question,
That's
James.
That's a good question there.
That is a
Somebody
good question.
Figure that out.
Yeah. It is, as I mentioned, Scotch tape mm-hmm. day tomorrow because it was invented in 1930. Good job.
Yeah.
3M did that. And seed. Oh, here we go. Now we're thinking spring. Seed swap day. Like plant seeds.
Sure.
Seed swap day. You swap your seeds.
Yeah. As you do.
If you want to. Have you ever seed swap, James?
No.
I'm going to bet my house that you have never done that. So.
No.
Okay.
That's not.
That's a good thing because I'd lose my house. Sunday, February 1st, Baked Alaska Day.
Sure. I think that's some sort of dish, right?
Yes. Yes. Change your password day.
Okay.
That's always tough.
Yeah.
Get up day. Okay. Just get up. That's a good thing. On this day in history day. Oh, even on this day in history has its own day.
Yeah. It's got its own. Yeah, that's weird.
Right. Isn't that weird?
It's got its own thing.
I don't remember that ever coming up.
On this day in history.
Oh,
on this day in history.
Here's a random one, too. Car insurance day. Oh, hey.
Great.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't live without it. Have to live with it.
So we have Groundhog Day coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is it the 2nd? I think
February 2nd or March 2nd? February 2nd.
February 2nd. It's in February.
I never remember.
Yeah. Groundhog Day, it's the best holiday you can have, though.
It's the best holiday
right,
you can have?
You don't have to buy anything for anybody.
Oh, okay.
Right?
It is February 2nd. I just
you don't have to clean your house. You don't have to wake up by 8 o'clock. Well, maybe it is a regular day.
So well, it depends maybe. On if you're in what's the right. location where Punxsutawney Phil is?
Yeah. Pennsylvania.
Yeah, if you're living there, you got to wake up early. It's a big thing, you know.
It's the one day a year where meteorological accuracy drops about 50%, and everybody's okay with it.
That's yeah,
right?
true.
Right.
We're relying on a dang whatever a beaver was it a groundhog.
It's a groundhog. PETA was concerned about him. I think he looks fat and happy.
I think he's chilling.
I think he's okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. Groundhog
we got him predicting
day.
The weather. You
there
know?
You
I mean,
go.
Who knows?
All right. So I feel better getting the correct weather information out there.
Yeah, if a groundhog's beating you to it, then
yeah,
we got issues.
Plato birthday, 70th birthday. How about that?
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the
70
person.
Years of age. Yeah. Plato?
Yeah.
There's a Plato person?
Yeah, like Plato, the philosopher.
Oh, okay.
I was like, he's older than 70.
Okay. All right. I tricked you on that a league is a distance equal to 3 miles yesterday.
Yeah.
And somebody sent me an email and said, geez.
60,000 miles.
I'm going to call James out.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. I should have. I mean, look, it was early in the morning. I didn't do the quick math. Whatever.
I know, right? Okay, James, where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
The Sea of Tranquility.
The Sea of Tranquility. Don't you be Googling it.
I'm not.
Over there.
Sea of Tranquility.
The Sea of Tranquility. I know this one. It's on the moon.
Oh.
Remember the Sea of Tranquility? Yeah, Apollo missions have landed close by there. Okay.
No water there. So.
No, well, anyway.
A long time ago, maybe.
Which plant has the largest seeds? Speaking of seeds, since it's seed swap.
Coconut trees.
Oh, James. Bingo.
All right.
Coconut. You know why?
Because coconuts are seeds.
Because coconut is the seed.
Yeah.
You got that, man.
So seed swap with coconuts.
Wow, I'm amazed you got that. How did you know that?
They grow from the tree, so they got to be from the seed, right? That's what I always thought.
Well, you thought right.
Because that's how you regrow coconuts or coconut trees.
Okay. All right, James, let me ask you this. 31% of American adults have never been to this. What is it? You'll never get it.
31%?
31% of adults have never been to a drive-in theater.
Mm. I have.
You have?
Yeah. A couple times, actually.
Oh.
I saw...
Good for you.
I even remember the movie, and I don't know why. It was a SpongeBob SquarePants movie. Don't know why I remember that. I was a 9-year-old, probably.
SpongeBob SquarePants on the big screen outside.
Yep, the one from the late 2000s, late aughts.
Drinking some coconut water, probably.
No,
too.
No, I hate coconut water. So definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely, I was eating pizza though. I remember that too.
You were eating pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're eating pizza, then there you go. All right, James.
Bring those back.
All right. We've got Swap Shop next hour. Call in, Dr. James. Fox News is on the way. You're listening to KROE.